Efforts to bring peace to Ukraine start the day's other headlines. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was in Kyiv today, offering himself, in his words, as a friend to try to end the fighting. He and President Volodymyr Zelensky discussed Ukraine's peace formula, which calls for the recognition of Ukraine's territory and the withdrawal of Russian troops. Modi's visit comes after he sat down with Russia's Vladimir Putin last month. Today in Kyiv, he said India is ready to play its part in peace talks.
I want to assure you that India is ready to play an active role in any efforts towards peace. If I can play any role in this personally, I will do that. I want to assure you as a friend.
The two leaders also paid tribute to children who've been killed in the conflict at a memorial in Kyiv. Modi is the first Indian prime minister to visit Ukraine in over 30 years. Turning now to the Middle East, the White House described ongoing ceasefire talks in Cairo today as constructive. National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters, "We need Hamas to participate, and we need to get down to the brass tacks of locking in these details." Meantime, the Israeli army is on the attack in central and southern Gaza with explosions visible on the horizon. A UN official said repeated evacuation orders from the military have displaced 90% of Gaza's 2.1 million residents. Rail workers at one of Canada's two major freight companies have set a Monday morning deadline to strike. That comes just hours after Canadian National had resumed operating today. The company, along with Canadian Pacific Kansas City Limited, or CPKC, have been locked in a dispute with workers over a new labor contract. All service was shut down yesterday after talks broke down. The government then forced both companies and the rail union into arbitration, leading Canadian National to get its trains moving again. Any suspension of Canadian rail service has a major impact on exports and supply lines here in the U.S. Multiple news outlets are reporting that at least five Secret Service agents have been placed on administrative leave following the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania rally in July. They include the head of the Pittsburgh field office that coordinated security with local police and a member of Mr. Trump's personal detail. In a statement, the Secret Service said it would not comment on a personnel matter. The agency faces multiple inquiries into that security failure on that day. Texas and 15 other Republican-led states filed a lawsuit today to end a federal program that gives immigrants who are married to American citizens a path to citizenship. They allege that the Biden administration created the policy for blatant political purposes. The program, which started on Monday, allows spouses without current legal status to apply for what's called parole in place. That means they can stay in the U.S. to apply for a green card and eventually citizenship rather than having to return to their home country first. About 500,000 people could be eligible to take part, but Republicans say it's a form of amnesty for those who've broken the law. The Justice Department filed an antitrust lawsuit today against real estate software company RealPage. The DOJ filed the case along with attorneys general from eight states, including North Carolina and California. They say the company's algorithm allows landlords to align their rental prices to minimize the competition. And that keeps prices artificially high for millions of renters. At a press conference today, Attorney General Merrick Garland emphasized the need for fair competition.
And Americans should not have to pay more in rent simply because a company has found a new way to scheme with landlords to break the law. And almost half of those households spend close to a third of their hard-earned income on rent.
In a statement, RealPage said the claims were devoid of merit and will do nothing to make housing more affordable. On Wall Street today, stocks bounced higher after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell all but confirmed an interest rate cut in September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 462 points to close above 41,000. The Nasdaq jumped more than 250 points, or nearly 1.5%. The S&P 500 also ended higher to end the week. And Iceland is known as the land of fire and ice, and the latest volcanic eruption there is proving why. Fiery hot lava burst from a fissure more than 2 miles long and is flowing through the surrounding area. The nearby town of Grindavik and the Blue Lagoon tourist destination were both evacuated, but are not expected to be in danger. This volcano had been dormant for 800 years before coming back to life last winter. This is the sixth time it's erupted since December. Still to come on the NewsHour, David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart weigh in on this week's Democratic National Convention and what's next in the race for the White House. We look at the many warnings from artificial intelligence experts as that technology rapidly advances. And an 8-year-old music producer releases his first original single for a movie soundtrack.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.